Romans chapter 13. It's a cold, rainy evening for us. And I hope y'all are well rested. I think you might stick with me this evening. Title of my message is Awake Out of Sleep, or Wake Up. Wake up. I was going to say that the way I used to say it when I got paid to say that. And I didn't want to hurt the speakers, but wake up. Romans 13, beginning verse 10. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Paul just told us about that second table of the law. That's the fulfilling of the whole law. Love the Lord God with all your heart, mind, soul, and body. All your strength in you. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's it. That's the law of Moses fulfilled right there. We can't do it, can we? Verse 11, and that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We'll be looking at wake up today, awakening of the saints. Children of God are awakened. They are woke up three different ways in three different times or three different seasons. Do y'all know that? There's three different ways the Lord wakes His people up, His children. That'll be my divisions this evening. First way He does it, we're awakened for that first time out of darkness into His light. He comes to us and He turns the light on. Never seen that before. Woke up. We were sleeping that sleep of death. Comfy. Warm. Oh, it was nice. Soft pillow. Grandma made the covers. It's a sleep of death. Snoozing away, and He comes to us and He wakes us up. After the Lord does that work in us, after He gives us life, quickens us, quickens the spirit, then we're awakened repeatedly. Repeatedly. Physically and spiritually. Physically, the Lord gives us awakeness every morning, doesn't He? Sun comes up. He turns the light on every morning for us. Spiritually, His children are woke up every day. Sometimes He has to wake us up out of a long season of slumber, of slothfulness, laziness. That's what it is. Lazy, sleeping child. He has to wake us up. Sometimes that's every day. Sometimes that's minute by minute throughout the day. He's got to turn the light on. Wake us up. Then after the Holy Spirit's done this work in us for the first time, throughout the course of our lives, we're repeatedly woken up. The light's turned on again. We see Christ again. Pointed back to Him again. Then that last time, that last day, we'll finally wake up in His likeness. We will be woke up in our true home, never to sleep again, never to be in darkness again. We'll be saved. That's what the Lord says. You hear people say a lot, He has saved His people. He is saving His people, and He shall save His people. The Lord saved me. The Lord is saving me, and the Lord shall save me. What's that mean? Before time began, He chose His people. He put them in Christ. And when Christ said, I'll be their surety, they were saved. The deal was done. Take it to the bank. He calls His people out in this world. After He gives them life, He calls them out. He's got to wake them up over. And it ain't a once and done. It's not one shot and it's over. I accepted Jesus way back when. I walked the aisle way back when. Didn't work, did it? Every morning you got to wake up and the Lord's got to come to you. show you who He is. And then in that final day, we call this salvation. That's when you're actually saved. I mean, we're treading water. We're holding on to a life preserver. But we're still in that water right now, ain't we? And we're up on that ship. When He wakes us up for that last time, boy, that's the fruition. That's the culmination of salvation. When our bodies go to sleep at night or we take a nap during the day, we don't know we're sleeping, do we? We don't know any different. So it is spiritually. Same thing. When we're asleep spiritually, we don't know the difference. We think we're just fine. We think in these bodies, because we're physically awake, I got up this morning, I put my clothes on, I brushed my teeth, and I walked out the door. Well, then I must be spiritually awake. I'm physically awake. I'm doing the stuff awake an awoken person does. Many times when we wake up, we want to go back to bed, don't we? Hit snooze. Alarm clock goes off. Don't want to hear it. I hope we can look at that. Physically, sometimes it's necessary to yell to get somebody awake. You got to create a sense of urgency. First two, it popped to my head. You ever had the alarm clock not go off? And you got to be at work or you got an appointment you got to be at? Oh, get up. Wake up. Got to go. There's an urgency. Somebody's driving a vehicle and they start nodding off. Going over in that other lane. Wake up. Wake up. Urgency. Physically, sometimes we need to be woken up softly and tenderly, don't we? Come to you young people, rub on your shoulder real easy. Hey, get up. Happy birthday. Mom's got breakfast ready. Time to get up. Spiritually, how thankful I am that our Lord applies His Word in the way that's needed. I tell you what's in this Word, and He either makes it urgent or He makes it tender when it needs to be tender. That ain't on my shoulders, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful. It says there in verse 11, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep. This is a precious and a special time. It's a special time. The preaching of the gospel is a special and precious time. It ain't all over. This ain't Walmart. Every town over 1,000 people don't have one. It's a precious thing. The fellowship of God's saints. When He's precious to you, His saints are precious to you. We get to meet here twice a week. Sometimes I get to see you through the week, and oh, it's precious. If I bump into you at the store for something, it's precious to see you. It's a precious time to be with His saints. The reading of the Word, singing praises to our Lord. Those are special, precious times. Knowing this, knowing the time, it is high time to awake. When we see what this time is, we see how precious and special this time is. It's time for, I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching at me. I need to wake up. Wake up. Paul wrote to us, for He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Back then. Whenever you were saved, that day of salvation, succor's more than comfort. It's a complete comfort. Total comfort. I've succored thee. Now is the accepted time. Well, you said you had succored me. And now is the accepted time to be succored. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today's that day. That's the only time I'm ever alive, right now. That's the only time it ever is to me. What time is it? It's right now. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow ain't here yet. It's right now. Right now is the time of salvation. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 3. Isaiah wrote, seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Now I ask you, is that to the child of God that's yet to hear Christ? Or is He talking to believers that's just walked with the Lord for decades? Decades. Oh, we've known Christ for a long time. Yes. Yes. Both of them. Seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Today's the day. Lord, if I never believed on You before, make me believe today. Here in Hebrews 3, verse 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren. Take heed. Wake up. Lest there be any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Instead of going, drifting off to sleep in that sleep of death. It says, take heed in speaking the truth in love. That's what we just looked at. Take heed to not steal the Lord's glory in all our vain sayings. All that vain religion that we just can't shake. Cut down to the truth. Get down to it. Take heed to love and just give yourself lock, stock, and barrel to the brethren. In the same way that Christ loved you and gave Himself for you. Take heed. Wake up. Verse 13. But exhort one another daily. Paul is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through your deceitfulness of sin. What do we extort? What do we press? What do we urge? Verse 14. For we are made partakers of Christ. Boy, that's something good to extort, isn't it? For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. That's a time precious to the believer, isn't it? Whenever, if I can truly sit down and concentrate, I'm a partaker of Christ. Boy, that's comfort. I'm awake then. You got my attention. We're partakers of Christ, and if we hold that to the end. He brought us to light. He makes us to look at Him daily. If we are to keep looking to our Savior till the end, we will be partakers of Christ if He keeps us to the end. That's only appealing to those that find Him precious. He'll keep me to receive an inheritance. Somebody's got to die. The one that died to make give us an inheritance, He is the inheritance. We get to be with Him. Partakers of Christ. There's a time when every blood-bought child of God is first awakened or will be first awakened. When His sheep find Him precious for that very first time. Oh, He's precious. I see. My eyes see. Lights turned on. I'm awake. He's precious. When are we first brought from darkness to light? What do we see? Our text tells us there that what love worketh no ill to his neighbor, therefore love is the fulfilling of the law. I couldn't fulfill that law. I couldn't justify myself. And then in light of that law, it being the schoolmaster taking me to Christ, I see Christ's righteousness. I thought that law made me look pretty bad. Now when we see Him, we wake up, look at Him, a lot worse off than what I thought I was. But the love of God for His people in Christ, He fulfilled all of it for us. He remained just, and He justified us. He made us children, made us His heirs. Knowing how precious of a time that is. What a precious time. Turn over to 1 Peter chapter 2, a few pages. 1 Peter chapter 2. We see the love of God for His people in Christ. We see the person and work of our Redeemer, that precious cornerstone. The rock of our salvation. And He's no longer hidden in darkness. He's revealed in His light. Just like being asleep. It was dark. We didn't know what was around us. Can't see nothing. And then the lights come on. We woke up and we saw Him. Look here in 1 Peter 2, verse 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Elect. Precious. That's Christ. And he that believeth on Him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, He's precious. But unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stumbling stone, a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense, even to them which stumbled at the word, being disobedient. Whereunto also they were appointed. In sleep and darkness, we rejected Christ. We were offended by Him. I'm tired of hearing this. I don't want to hear it no more. I'm trying to sleep. Keep it down. Offensive. stub my toe on, it causes pain. I don't want to hear it. I'm sick of it. Verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness, out of that darkness we were so comfortable in, out of our sleep, into His marvelous light. Now we're awake. Now we see Christ. Which in time past were not a people. I was asleep. But now are the people of God. Now I'm His. Which had not attained mercy, but now have attained mercy. I didn't know nothing about mercy. It was a word in a dictionary. Webster could tell me all I needed to know. Then I met the one who was merciful. Mm-hmm. Is this just Peter talking? This is all New Testament stuff. I've heard people say that's Old Testament God and New Testament God. There's a God. And He is God. He doesn't change. Turn over to Isaiah 60. Isaiah 60. They told us in chapter 9, He said, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Well, when He shows us we're really in that shadow of death, and when He shows us we're really asleep, we're really needful, that's when He shines the light of Christ on us. By Isaiah 60, Robert Harker here said that he dared to speak. And he worded it in 5 or 6 sentences, I think, that this is the Father speaking to the Son. And after reading it, I'm going to tell you, this is the Father speaking to the Son. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee. And His glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about and see. All they gather themselves together, and they come unto thee. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, together. And flow together. And thine heart shall fear and be enlarged. It'll honor. It'll grow. Because the abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. What a blessing when the Lord calls for His saints to awake and rise. This is spoken to spiritual Israel too. When He comes to His people and He says, wake up, rise. And every one of His elect are called to the same place. We all come to Christ. We are gathered to Him. We're gathered from afar. We're nursed. We're cared for as a family. Brothers and sisters brought right up close to Him and cared for in His life. Knit together. And we flow together like a river that He turns whichever way He wills. Just like a king's heart. We work together. We flow together. Same direction. Same cause. The glory of our Lord and Savior. Then we're going to honor Him. When He brings us there, He nurses us. We flow with Him, made one with Him, travel with Him, follow Him. Then our hearts are going to truly honor Him and are going to be enlarged. My heart's grown over the years. I wish it'd grow more. Don't feel like it loves too much. Don't feel like it believes too much, but I wish it'd grow more, and it will. We'll be grown in grace. When is the time to call on the Lord? When is the time to come to Christ? Now is the time. It's high time to wake up and come to Him. Wake up and come to Him. The Lord wakes us up. He makes us arise for the first time when He comes to His children. First time we ever wake up. And then He wakes us up after we have spiritual life, but when we're sleeping. Turn one book to the left there to Song of Solomon. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Song of Solomon, chapter 5. Have you ever been where you're almost asleep? You're just about asleep, but you're still awake. you're on that fence, just teeter-tottering, ain't you? Almost asleep, but you still awake. I told somebody that the other day, every time I get my hair cut, I fall asleep. Now, my head don't bob, thankfully, or I'll be missing an ear. But while I'm getting my hair cut, I'm sitting real still, and I'm asleep. And if they say something real small to me, just ask a real light question, something don't matter, I act like I don't hear them. I'm comfy. And I will stay right where I'm at. I act like I don't hear them. As believers, we do the exact same thing to the Lord. As believers, we do the same thing to the Lord. We're awake spiritually. He's regenerated us. He's given us life. We now have spiritual life. We've been quickened. We're not dead in sins, but we sleep. We go to sleep. And I guarantee you, somebody on the inside, I thought it. Somebody else probably thought it too. I wouldn't sleep. Oh, that ain't me. What did Jonah do whenever he went down there and bought that ticket to Tarshish? He got on the boat and he went to sleep. Those three apostles up there in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ said, you stay awake and pray with me. It's heavy on me. I'm going to pray to my Father. Almighty God is right in front of you praying to Almighty God. You want to learn how to pray? Oh boy, I bet that'd be a good spot to stop and listen, wouldn't it? He turned around. What was he doing? They is sleeping. Not once. Twice. He went back, prayed more, come back, they're asleep again. Apostles were. What do I think I'm doing? How big-headed and prideful could I be to think, oh, that wouldn't be me. It is me when I'm thinking that. The moment I'm thinking that, you're out cold. You're snoring spiritually. So when we hear Christ speak to our conscience, He comes to us. We make excuses in order to justify ourselves and whatever we're doing against His Word, against His will is right. When we're in that place, Christ wakes us so He can show us that He's been far removed from us. He's going to make us aware of what just happened. Look here in chapter 5, Song of Solomon chapter 5, verse 2. I sleep, but my heart waketh. I'm alive in the heart. I have life. My heart waketh. I'm asleep. My heart waketh. It is the voice of my beloved that knocketh, saying, open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my undefiled. For my head is filled with dew and my locks with the drops of the night. I sleep, but my heart waketh. That's often my exact condition. But Christ comes calling on us, opening up to Him. But being asleep, we make excuses for not listening to Him, don't we? We make excuses. Look there in verse 3. I have put off my coat. How shall I put it on? I've washed my feet. How shall I defile them? I'm already in bed. I got my pajamas on. When they come open that door, I'm settled. These excuses, they come in all shapes and sizes, don't they? All families in town, football games on. I got a trip. Comes in all shapes and sizes, but each one's just us disobeying the clear word of God. Wake up. I got my PJs on. This is how we know we're spiritually asleep. We will not obey His word. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. If we're His, He won't take no for an answer. He won't let His bride sleep that sleep of death, will He? He awakens. Let's hear in verse 4. My beloved put His hand by the hole of the door, and my bowels, my heart, deep inside of me, were moved for Him. For Him. I rose up to open to my beloved, and my hands dropped with myrrh, my fingers with sweet-smelling myrrh upon the handles of the lock. I opened to my beloved. But that ain't the end of the trial, is it? He's starting to wake us up. It's going to be a little bit rough. He's going to teach us a lesson. Christ wakes us up to show us that while we've been asleep, what's that? Looking to our flesh, looking to others, looking to this world around us, rather than looking to His Son, looking to the Lord's Son, looking to Christ, we're made to realize we've become far removed from Christ. He's going to show us that. Verse 6, I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. My soul failed when he spake. I sought him, but I could not find him. I called him, but he gave no answer. He wasn't there. I finally put my clothes on, got dressed, went and answered the door. He was gone. Where is he? Well, if he left us there, what a sad state. What a sad state. To not know him in this life is to be in this exact position whenever this life's over. What a frightening, frightening thing. But for his people, Christ sends his preacher to preach to them. His watchman, his keeper of the walls, with a sermon from God that Christ uses to rebuke us, to chasten us with the gospel, to bring us right back to him. People say, I don't know if the Lord uses preachers. Well, he says he does. Would you stop Philip on the road and say, that eunuch's fine. He's got Isaiah to explain this to him. Verse 7. The watchmen that went out about the city found me. And they smote me. They wounded me. The keepers of the wall took away my veil from me. My coverings. We've been awakened and wounded and stripped of our covers. Covers have been yanked off of us. The Spirit of God makes us long for Christ. Look at the urgency, the love here. Verse 8. I charge you, O daughters of Jerusalem, if you find my beloved, that you tell him, I am sick of love. I'm lovesick. If you see him, tell him I love him. Where's he at? Wouldn't that be a miracle to experience if Christ woke us up, made us sick for his love? Made us want to see his love, seek him with all of our heart, just like we did when we first heard him. Just like that first day when the flowers smelled a little bit better, that sun was just a little bit brighter, the bird's song was sweet. He makes us remember our first love. What a precious thing. When's the time for believers to wake up out of our indifference, out of our lukewarmness, out of our slumber, and not be slothful to business, but to be about our Father's business, to serve our Lord that saved us? Now's the time. It's high time. Awake. Awake. Now back in our text. I hope you know I'm speaking to me first. I have to get it first. I have to be shown my slothfulness. I have to be late to the door. And I have to see his love and mercy before I can tell you. I ain't picking at nobody. Y'all come here on a rainy night and windy weather and everything else, come hear the gospel, and I hope I have it for you, but I got to go through this first. There in our text, knowing we've been called, we've been awakened to the light of Christ, knowing we need his mercy every day. He shows us that. He proves himself to us. We need to be kept looking to him. A believer's got to hope that what God begun, what he started, he's going to perform it all the way to the end. And we will awaken his image. That light he's shown in the beginning, that light he continually shows in us, he's going to shine it all the way to the end. Look at verse 11. And that, knowing the time, that now is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. We are grown in grace and knowledge in the Lord. We're grown further from ourselves and closer to Christ. But as we age, as we get closer to waking up at that conclusion of our salvation, waking up in his image, that climax, the finish line, that's where we are now. The psalmist said, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake in thy likeness. What's that going to be like? What's it going to be like when that final day comes and we awake in his likeness? I don't know. John didn't know either. He told us, beloved, now are we of the sons of God. He's revealed himself to us. Light's been turned on. He's called us. He's woke us up. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we're woke up in glory. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Imagine that. Christ waking you up. Hey. That'd be the first time, isn't that, when we're nothing but the new man, isn't it? wake you up, you look Him in the eye. You see Him as He is holy, perfect, righteous. And understand what those things mean. And what, good morning. Hello. What would we say to them? It says, but for now, it is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's nearer. My grandfather used to say, it won't be as long as it has been. And I thought, that man's a fool. It may be a whole lot longer than it has been. Like, well, we've only known the Lord for 6 months. Maybe 60 years before we get to see. What wisdom was in that, now that I see? Won't be as long as it has been. When did all this begin? Before the earth was made. Before time begun. That covenant of grace was established. And from then to this short little life I have. What's 50 years on this earth? It's a vapor. It's a vapor. Won't be as long as it has been. We're closer today. On our final day that we enter that eternal rest, that day is much closer than when we first believed. When's our final day? Today may be the day. Christ may call one of His elect home today, or call them to knowledge of Christ today, and this is it. This could be it. So our relationship with Christ should be the concern that's in the forefront of our minds at all times. Looking to Him, not sleeping, awake and looking at Him. As He said, watch therefore. Look for His coming. With this mind, with Him in mind, verse 12, the night is far spent. All that darkness we walked in, boy, we wasted it, didn't we? The night is far spent, the day is at hand. We got light now. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day. Not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. Don't put this world and the things in it. Don't put that on. Put that off. Put it away. Verse 14, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Ephesians 6 speaks, but I won't have you turn there. It speaks about putting on the whole armor of God. Paul says, stand therefore and gird your loins about with truth. That means wake up, stand up, and get dressed. It's the first thing we put on, the truth of God. Gird your loins in truth. Wake up, get dressed, put Christ on. I pray He will wake His sheep up that's never seen Him, as He promised He will. He'll call out His people. I pray He shines His light on all that already believe. And we so often sleep, as He promised He will. And I pray that as every day passes, and we're closer to our salvation of eternity, more so than ever before, we're closer to being in glory forever, that we're given the faith to put on Christ. And not to sleep in the lust of this flesh, not sleep in the lust of this world anymore. To put that off and to put on Him. And He's promised He will. And what a day that'll be when we awake His likeness. When He wakes us up. You think He wakes us up? He woke us up the first time? Every time I turn away and I get slothful, lazy, He wakes me up in that final day. He'll wake me up. He'll prove Himself fully to me, won't He? Amen.